The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
As we approach the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Mishpat and the Yom Hadin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings, comes and judges all of his creations on the day in which he created the world. It's vital for the individual to know what the human potential is regarding the nefesh and the neshama, the soul and the life, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued in the person. Its breath and its expanse. Bilmata lamala or lamala milmata. How low a person can sink. And then the enormous power that was given to the individual, how high he can soar. And even when one has sunk to the lowest of depths, even when one has sunk to the lowest of depths, how the power that was given to the individual to come from those depths to the highest possible heights. Now we have a number of examples of this in the Tanakh. In the last generation, there was a very famous Gaon, Rosh Yeshiva, who was known as the Alter Slobodka. The Gein HaTzadik, Reb Nosson Tzvi, Reb Noti Herr Schwinkel, Zeicher Tzadik Lebrocha. And his shiurim, which are very, very famous throughout all of Lithuania, he never wrote them down. But rather we have from him what his Talmidim, his disciples, wrote. There was a particular shiur which he gave on this subject, which was written by one of his Talmidim, also a great Rosh Yeshiva and Gaon, Reb Yitzchok Chutner, Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha. And in that shiur, from the Alter Slobodka, he quotes two examples to emphasize this principle, which I would like to this evening. The first example is from Sefer Yeshua, Perek Beis. We learn it was shortly after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi tells us that the 30 days, the Shleishis Yemei Evlei, 30 days of mourning was not yet concluded. Vayishlach Yeshua binun min ashitim shnayim anoshim meraglim cherish lemor. And Yeshua sent out two men that were standing by the river, the Jordan River, ready to go into the land and conquer it. This was an enormous task, because there were seven mighty nations occupying Eretz Canaan. These nations, in addition, there were 31 kings. These nations were ferocious. And they were also, the Megillah tells us, from the most wicked nations that time has ever seen. They had sunk to even greater depths than Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. And on them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decreed, Lo sechai kol neshoma, do not leave any of them live. And this was an enormous task for Yeshua, who had just taken over the leadership less than 30 days ago from our great leader Moshe Rabbeinu. And he sent in two men to see how to attack. And Lechuru u esa oretz ves Yerichai. Go and see the land and Yerichai and Jericho. And the sages tell us that Jericho was the most difficult city to conquer on the border. These two that he had sent were Kolev ben Yefune and Pinchas ben Elazar Hakai. Vayechu vayavo beish isho zona ushmo rochav beish kvushomo. And they came to a woman's house. She was a zona. Zona means punkiso. She operated a shop which she sold various types of food. And they had disguised themselves as merchants. And they went there and they took lodging there. They went there for two reasons, the commentaries tell us. Firstly, to disguise themselves, that nobody should know who they are. But secondly, Rahab also was a harlot. The Gemara tells us in Sechta Megillah that she was one of the foremost beautiful women of creation. And the Megillah tells us, Rashi brings, and the Gemara also brings it, that when Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt, she was 10 years old. And at this point, she was 50. It was 40 years later, during the time when Yisrael were in the desert. And for 40 years, she became this famous harlot. Ein lecho kol sar v'nogid shlebo el rocha v'azena. And there wasn't a king or a prince that would not visit her. So they thought also that they could get a lot of important information from Rahab. It was told to the king, though, that two people had come in the nighttime and the plot was seen through, and they were known to be spies. So the king of Yericho sent men to Rochav's house. Hotzia anoshim aboim eleich, asher bo leveshech, ki lach bores kol oretz bo. Bring out the people there who are concealed by you, because they're not merchants, but they're spies. Natika ha'isho shnei anoshim vatitz benoi, she took the two men to the roof and she concealed them under flax that was drying on the roof. And then she told the guards, the king's guards, yes, two people came. I didn't know who they were. But they went out. Her house was on the wall of the city. And they left just before the gates were to be closed for the night. Rifu maher acharehem ki tasigum. If you run quickly after them, you'll be able to catch them. And the guards took pursuit. And then she went up to the two men and she said to them, "Vatem el anoshim, yodati ki nosen Hashem lochem eso oretz. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to you this land. Bechinoflu noflo e maschem aleinu. Bechinamaygu kol yesh v'yores mipnechem. And the fear and terror has fallen on all of the inhabitants of the land. And their hearts have melted before you. Ki shomanu es asher hovish Hashem es mei amsuf mipnechem betzeischem mimitzroim. Because we have heard what Hashem did to the Red Sea when you went out of Egypt. And we have heard what you have done to the two kings on the other side of the Jordan, the Sichon and Og, Sichon Melech Amori and Eg Melech Aboshim, Asher Ramtem Esom, you have destroyed them. Banishma Vayimas Levavenu, Velekoma Od Ruach Bish Mifnechem. And the hearts of the men have melted. And they have no spirit left. Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokim b'shamayim mimal v'al oretz mitochas. And the God, your God, is the God of heavens above and of the earth below. Ba'ato, she said, therefore, Hishov no li b'Hashem kosisi mos imochem chechosed. Swear to me that just as I have done this chesed for you, I have protected your lives, because if the guards would have found them, they would have killed them. I have protected your lives, and I have now helped your leader, Yeshua, come into the land, that you will also do for my father's house chesed. And that you will let live my father and my mother, my brothers and my sisters, and everything that belongs to them, and you will save us from death. And the men said, "Nafshenu zachteichem lamus. Our lives were given over to death. Had you not been able to send off the king's guards. And therefore, when we come into the land to invade it, we shall do with you chesed and emes, loving kindness and truth." The Vilna Gaon writes here, what is chesed ve emes? He says, that we will merely save you, that's not chesed. Because that we owe you, because you have saved our lives. Chesed is when you do something to someone beyond what you owe. So that's emes. That's truth. Chesed is what we will do beyond that. And that we will save your entire family also. And she lowered them from the window with a rope, because her house was on the wall. And she said, "Go, flee to the mountains and hide there 3 days so you shouldn't meet up with the guards. And then the guards will give up their chase and you can go on your way." And the men said that when we come to invade the land This red string hang in the window, which you let us down through, and bring your father and your mother and your brothers and kol beis avicho, your entire father's household, to this house. And whoever will go out of the house, if anything happens to them, then we are free. But whoever is in the house, if nothing will happen to them. If something does, then we will carry the guilt. But if you say this over to anyone else, then we are free from our oath. And she said, Ki divreichem ken hu, so shall it be. And she did as instructed, and they went to the mountains and they hid there for 3 days. Then they went back to the camp, to Yeshua bin Nun, and they told him what took place. Vayemru el Yeshua ki nosen Hashem biyodeinu es kol ha'oretz. Hashem has given us the entire land, v'gam nomogu kol yeshvoretz mipaneinu. And all of the people of the land, they are terrified and melted before us. This boosted the morale of Yeshua and the people to invade Eretz Yisrael. And this was fulfilled in Perek Vov. In Perek Vov, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yeshua and his army invades the land, and they walk 7 times around the walls, and the walls fall down. And Yeshua gave instructions, that the city is to be totally destroyed. Rak rocha vazone tichya hi v'chol asher ito babais. But Rochav, and everything that's with her in the house, she shall live. Because she helped us when she concealed the spies that we sent. And then the Tanakh tells us further, and Posuchov Beis, as they were destroying the city, Yeshua called over Kolev and Pinchas, the two spies, and he said, "Bo beso isha azena, go to that woman. Vayitziu misham eso isha ves kol asher lo, go to her house and bring her out and everything that is with her, like you have sworn to her." He gave them the opportunity to fulfill their own oath. Vayavo anori maraglim, and they came to her house. Vayotziu es rochav ves oviho ves imo ves achecho. They brought out Rochav and her father and her mother and her brothers and everything that was belonged to them by Anichu Mechutz L'machne Yisrael, and they brought them to outside of the camp of Israel. And then they burnt the city down. This is the story of Rochav. The Gemara tells us that what is the epilogue to this story? The Gemara tells us in Megillah and that and a few dalit on the base, safe on the base. First, the Gemara tells us Thank you. looking for it. As Omar of Nachman, Chulda Nebonev Shel Yeshua Yisa. Chulda was one of the Nevi'ais, one of the prophetesses that was to be born in Israel. So the Gemara says that she was from the descendants of Yeshua. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ino Sabel Rav Nachman says, Shmeina Nevim Vehem Kahanim. There were 8 prophets and they were all Kahanim. Yotzu Merochav Azena were descendants from this Rochav. Ve'eluhein. And the Gemara lists them all. And some say, like we mentioned, even Chulda, Hanaviyah, Ibnei Boneo Shorochav, she was from the descendants of Rochav. So the Gemara asks, but before you said they were from the descendants of Yeshua himself, the Gemara answers, the Gaira, the Nozba Yeshua. That eventually she was Megaya, she converted, and she became the wife of Yeshua. Then the Gemara says, but we know that Yeshua never had children, and we see all of these are his descendants. The Gemara says, Yeshua never had a son, but he had a daughter. This was the line of the descendants. The Gemara tells us further, Modern Zvochim and Kuftes Zayin Amid Beis, and this is from the Mechilta. Omra, she said, Yehei Mochol Li Biskar Hevel Chalein Upishton. So the Mechilta says like this. Mechilta Tanya Hochi, Omer Ribbeinu Shel Olam. She said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Begimul Dvorim Chotosi, in 3 ways I have sinned to you. With the Hevel, the Pishton, and the Chalon. Through the rope, through the flax, and the window. So Rashi explains that when people used to come to visit her, for immoral purposes, so they didn't want anyone to see, so they used to climb up through that window using that rope, and if necessary many times they would be concealed in the flax which was on the roof. When she lowered Kolev and Pinchas through the window and by the rope, and she concealed them in the flax, she told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Begimol Dvorim Chotosi, Begimol Imochel, that in these 3 ways I have sinned all of these years. The Gemara brings 40 years. Please forgive me, because I am using these 3 ways now to save these 2 men and to help Israel. Ba'esin shleishet dvorim atzmon zochsa lahatzel ashluchim. It was through here that she saved the spies. The Yalkut Shemayni brings, looking for it. Where is it? Shimoni brings and this Perek in Yeshua in Ostes and Ojud. When they start to list the descendants she had, like the Gemara brings from Megillah, It brings there was a famous family in Israel that was called Mishpachas Beis Avedes Habutz. They were called from the house of linen. Why? Because they were descendants of Rochav, and this was in memory of the flax that she used to conceal the spies. There was another famous house in Israel that was called Leves Eshba, from the word Shvua. This was also descendants of Rochav, that to remember the Shvua, the oath that she swore to the spies. Then the Medrash says, "Bahalei dvorim kal v'chemer." Uma im mi shoyso mi am, shnema bo leisechaya kol neshoma, al shekor v'atzmom, kach kor v'amokom. If we have someone who was from a nation of which was decreed lo sechaya kol neshoma, that no one should live, and because she brought herself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how close HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought her to himself. Yisrael she'asin es HaTorah al achas kama v'kama. So Yisrael that is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to begin with, and they fulfill Torah and mitzvahs, how much more so. The Alter Slobodka brings out, actually doesn't bring this yet, but from the Lo Sechaya Kol Neshoma, brings out that the souls of the seven nations had deteriorated and had gone down to the lowest possible level that a soul can go, because was decreed on them death on the whole nation. This means the neshama is Nishmas Chai, is the soul of the living God. And if on seven nations were decreed Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, that death must come to all of them, then they had sunk to the lowest possible level that a soul can sink to. And here we see that from this level she rose to be able to save these spies. She risked her life, because had they had any inkling of this, it would have been immediate death for her. To help Yeshua conquer the land, she was Megayer. She became the wife of the greatest leader in Israel at that time, and the second one to bring Torah to Klal Yisrael formation, the Hincheles Oretz, the one to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And she gave birth to 8 or 9 prophets. And where was she coming from? From the lowest possible level that the soul can sink to. So the Yalkut makes a kal v'chemer. He says, here, halo dvorim kal v'chemer. Uma imi shoyso me'am shenema bo leisechaya kol neshoma. If someone from a nation in which was decreed that no one shall live, this was the abominations of that nation, of those nations. There's a Mechilta in Shmos that states, that you shall not do the deeds of the people of Egypt. There was no nation in the world that committed more abominations than Egypt, except the seven nations of Canaan which occupied Eretz Israel. So if she is coming from that point, al shekirva atzmo, she brought herself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka korva amokam, in return, this is how close he brought her, Yisrael Shereisim Es HaTorah Al Achas Kama Vakama. So when it comes to Yisrael that brings himself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so? And then the Yalkut continues and says as follows: Yisrael Omar. When Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Yisrael, after he heard of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, the Exodus and the splitting of the sea, he said, "Ki Godol Hashem Mikol Elokim." Ata Yadati. Now I know that God is greater than all of the gods in the world. Omru Shleiniach Avedizor Ba'Elam Shleobdo. He had served all of the idolatries in the world, and therefore he was qualified to say that now I know that God is greater, your God is greater than all of the gods of the world. That's what Yisro said. Naaman, hold the bedover Yosef. Medrash brings from Naaman, he said even more. He ne no yodati ki ein elehim b'chol oretz, ki be Yisrael. Now I know that there is no God on the entire earth except Yisrael. Rochav, hode bedover Yosef mehem. Rochav said even more. Because Rochav said, ki Hashem elekechem hu elehim b'shomai mimal b'yal ha'oretz mitochas. She said that we know now that your God is the God of the heavens above and the earth below. Yisrael only said that your God is greater than all gods of the world. Naaman said that your God is the greatest God, b'chol ha'oretz, in the entire earth. Rochav said that your God is the greatest God in the heavens above, shomai mimal, v'al oretz mitochas, and in the earth below. She said even more. Now, what I brought till now, the Altos of the Vodka doesn't bring. He doesn't bring this. He only starts from a further point. And he starts with this point. The Medrash brings that when Rochav said that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he said, this that you say, that I'm the greatest God, the Oretz Mitochas, and the earth, Nicho. He says, this I can understand, because you live on the earth, so you can say I'm the greatest God on the earth. But this that you say, that I'm the greatest God, b'shamay mimal at amet, in the heavens, how do you know? Mashalarisa beinecho. How can you say something that you don't know about? How do you know what's doing in the heavens? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Rochav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chayecho. He took an oath. Shebenoch omeid v'reya mashalei ro anavim. Because you said that, your descendant will see into the heavens. And this is what it states, Niftuchu ha'shomayim be'ere me'reis elekim. In Yecheskel, we have a Novi, a prophet by the name of Yecheskel. The Chazal tell us that Yecheskel ro, Yecheskel mashero kol anavim. Yecheskel saw more than all of the other prophets, with the exception of Moshe. What did he see? Right at the beginning of Yecheskel, it states, "Vayhi b'shleishim shone berevi v'chamisho lechedesh v'ani b'secha gola al nar kevor." He was standing by the river Kevor. Niftuchu hashomayim v'ere mareis elekim, and the heavens opened up, and I saw God Himself. And this is what is referred to as the Markovo of Yecheskel. He saw the chariot of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Rochav, "This that you said, that I'm the greatest God on the earth, that I understand, that you can know." But how do you know I'm the greatest God in the heavens? But because you have stated that, Chayecho, I take an oath that Benoch, Emed Vereya Mashalei Roanavim, that you will have a descendant that will see what all of the other prophets have not seen. And that was Yecheskel, Niftuchu Hashemayim Va'ere Mereis Elikim. The heavens will open, have opened, and I saw the presence of Hashem. Now, we're going here, Mimato Lamalo, Mikotzel al Kotzel, Migvul al Gvul. We're going here from one boundary to the other, from the lowest level that a human being can come to, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, which was decreed on the souls that they shall not live, to the highest level that any prophet had ever seen. Niftuch HaShemayim, where he saw the heavens open up, and he saw the Erem Ereis Hashem, he saw the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's on this point that he brings, we see the expanse of the human soul. Now, what do we learn from this? Firstly, we see the power of the Nishmas Elokim. Secondly, we see the power of the freedom of choice in Tshuva. She did this all on her own. She didn't have to do it. In fact, none of the other seven nations did it. And then we see the power of Chesed. What did she do? She fulfilled the Chesed. That's what they told her, that she said, I have done this Chesed for you. I want you to do for me in return. She did this Keach HaChesed to save their lives and to help Israel. And in particular, that she was prepared to give her life for it. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his nation. And someone who brings himself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is prepared to commit himself totally to Hashem, to give their life to Hashem for his cause, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu kirva atzmo, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekarev osam. He brings them even further. And this was the ultimate height that she reached. This is one case that we find. We find another case. It also has to do with the seven nations. In In Parsha Shoftim, Perek Aleph, base. Klal Yisrael was continuing to conquer the land. Vayalu veshesiv gamhem beis el vashem imom. And the house of Yosef, they also went to conquer. They went to conquer the city called Beis El, and Hashem was with them. Vayusiru veshesiv beis el vashem o'ilafonim luz. And they spied out the city, and the name of the city was known as Luz. Vayiru Hashemrim ish yetze mina ir. They watched the city to find out if someone will come out. The Chazal tell us that this city was impregnable. It was impossible to come to the city. They could not find the entrance. It was surrounded totally by walls and mountains. And the Chazal tell us, Rashi brings, and the Radak, that the entrance to this city was through a cave that went through the mountains. And on the mouth of the cave grew a large tree. And it was a nut tree. That's why, and that type of tree is called Luz. This is why the city was called Luz. And in the trunk of the tree, there was a hollow, a passage. So you had to go through the trunk of the tree to get to the mouth of the cave, through the cave which went through the mountain, and then you would come to the city. And it was a top secret as to where the entrance was. So when they came to the city, they couldn't get in. So they decided to post some guards around and watch. Perhaps someone will come out. And they saw someone come out of the city. So they went to him and they said, "Please, show us the way into the city. And we will do chesed, we will do kindness to you." And he knew what was going on. He knew that Klal Yisrael were invading the land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring this Yisrael and his Torah and the mitzvahs and the righteousness to the land. So he decided to tell them at the risk of his life. Vayarem es mavoya ir. He showed them the way to the city. Vayaku es ha'ir lefi chorev. And they invaded and they smited the city. Veso ish ves kol mishpach te shilechu. They killed everyone except this person and his family. Vayelech ha'ish eretz ha'chitim. This person went to the land of Chitim. Vayiven ir. And there he built another city. Vayikro shmo Luz. And he called it Luz, named it after the first city. Hu shmo ad hayem hazeh. This is the city, this is still known as Luz until today. The Gemara brings in Masechta Seita actually we brought this Gemara it's on Mem Bava Amud Beis we brought this Gemara a few weeks ago on Shabbos when we were speaking of the Parsha of Egla Arufa, the Parsha of Levaya, the mitzvah to escort someone. And the Gemara is speaking about that because this person escort someone means to give him assistance when he's ala derech, when they're out of the city. And this man had given the soldiers, Yeshua's soldiers, assistance. So the Gemara deals with this. The Gemara says as follows. Tanya. It says that he went and he built another city and the name was Luz. He named it Luz. And this is the name of the city until today. That means that this name has never changed. Tanya, he Luz should save in Batcheles. The city is existing still today, the Gemara says. And this is where they used to be Tzevea Tcheles, when they had the Tcheles, the Halozen. They used to make the blue wool from this, for the tzitzis and the Big Day Kohuna, the clothing of the Kahanim. He Luz Shebos Sancheirev Velei Vilvelo. This is the city when Sancheirev came. And he went and he totally messed up all of the cities. The city remained in its place with its original name. Nebuchadnezzar v'le'achreva. When Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Eretz Yisrael, the city was not destroyed. And even the Malach HaMoves, the angel of death, has no permission to enter into the city. Eliskenim shebo, bizman shedaitim kotzo aleihem, yotzin chutz lechema vehem meisim. The Zakenim, the elders, the Zakenim, the old people, when they get very old and they do not want to live anymore, then they have to go out of the city in order to die. But nobody can die in that city. Now the Gemara says, V'halot dvorim kal v'chema. We can learn from here. Uma kenan izeh. This Kenani, Shaleidiba Bepiva Leholak Baraglav. He didn't tell them where the entrance is with his mouth, and he didn't go and show them. It just says Vayarim. So he motioned. Goram Hatzola Lei Lazara Atsef Koladoris. It brought an eternal life to him and all of his children afterwards. Misha Esa Levaya Baraglov, someone who escorts someone who needs assistance, and he actually walks with him, Al Achas Gamma Vakama. So how much more so? Bame Heralehem, how did he show them where the entrance was? Hiski Oma Befiv Ikem Lehem Rabbi Yechon Oma Beetzpa Heralehem. Hiski said, he just made a motion with his mouth. Rabbi Yechon said, he pointed with his finger. Now here, we have a similar situation. And this person was decreed Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. He was from Kenani, from the seven nations. This means that he was doomed to death. This means that his Neshama had sunk to the lowest possible level that a soul can sink to. And what happened? He went from that level to a level where even the Malach HaMoves could not touch him. Where he went and he built another city. And is so distant from death that he was part of a nation that the whole nation was doomed to death. He became so distant from death that Zekenim Shabov and the elders do not want to live anymore. They have to go out of the city to die because the Malach HaMoves has no reshus. Permission was not granted for him to go into the city. And that city withstood Sancheirav, and it withstood Nebuchadnezzar, all of the Chorbonis. And again, what did he do? He helped Israel. He helped HaKadosh Baruch Hu conquer the land, bring his Torah, his mitzvah, his shechina to the land. Here we see again the expanse of the neshama and how a person can change his destiny. Mi gvul el gvul, from one limit to the opposite extreme limit. The Alter adds another point. We see in both of these cases, they did a chesed, a kindliness. When a person does a chesed, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of the halach to be drochov, walking in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara brings, Masechta Shabbos, Mahu chanun verachum, afatohei chanun verachum. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and compassionate, you also should be good and compassionate. We gave a shir on this last week, where the Gemara brings at the end of the first parak in Sota, you shall walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it lists there four cases of chesed, of kindliness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the people. He gave clothing to the first man and woman. He visited the sick. He visited Avraham after the Bris Milah. He comforted the Davelim, Yitzchok, after the loss of Avraham, his father. Kovar Mesim, he buried the dead. Bayikvor Asei Bagoy, he buried Moshe Rabbeinu. And when a person fulfills the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's coming close to Hashem. And HaKadosh Hashem is the source of all life. Now, at this point, I would like to go a little deeper. Firstly, what we said last week is when it comes to the mitzvah of chesed, or these mitzvahs, which are the qualities of Hashem, they're different than the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah. The rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah, for example, to put on tefillin, to eat matzah, to blow shofar, these are tzivuim, these are commands of the king. If you fulfill them, you have fulfilled the command of the king. But you're not necessarily walking in his ways. You are rather fulfilling his commands. You are not necessarily making yourself like him. We don't put on tefillin, or we don't eat matzah, or we don't blow shofar, because we want to make ourselves like Hashem, where he might put on tefillin or eat matzah or blow shofar. No. The king decrees, and therefore we fulfill it. This is true with all mitzvahs. But then there is another dimension that the Gemara consistently learns from a number of psukim in the Torah that uses the phrase "v'halach bidrochov," to walk in his ways, "loleches bidrochov," you shall go in his ways, derech Hashem. What does that mean? That the Chazal, the sages, tell us that we're to study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and we're to emulate them. This is a positive commandment, not merely to do something which he has commanded, but rather a positive commandment to be like him. Mahu malbish arumim, afato malbish arumim. He has clothed the naked, then you must do that. Mahu bakir chaylim, he has visited the sick, then you must do that. Mahu chanun, mahu rachum, he is good, then you must be good. He is compassionate, then you must be compassionate. And this is why it's called derech. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Abraham, ki yadativ, that I know that I brought Abraham close, that he will be metzave es bonav ubeisa achrov lishmo derech Hashem. He will command his household after him to guard the way of Hashem. He will be like me. So these mitzvahs are different. All other mitzvahs, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do what I say. The king HaMelech gives a tzivui. Do as I command. These mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the king says, do what I do. Make yourself like me. V'halach to bidrochov. The Gemara uses the Loshon Zekeli, the Anvehu, Hevidemelei. Make yourself like him. Now there's a difference. That when you fulfill a command of Hashem, you come close to his sibui, to his mitzvah. When you make yourself like Hashem himself, you are coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. This is the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam brings, we quoted this, he brings at the end of Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, we have, he's speaking about three mitzvahs on Purim that cost money. One is Sudas Purim, to make a big Purim feast. Two is Mishleach Monas Ishalehu, to give gifts to your fellow man. And third is Matonas Levyayim, to give gifts to the poor. So the Rambam says, Mutav la'odem laharbeis b'matonas evyonim. It's better that he should spend more of his money on the gifts of the poor Bilaharbeis besudosoi, ubishleach monis aleiv, than to spend a lot of money on his Purim feast and on the gifts to his friend. She'ein from simcha gedela umufurat, ela lesameach lev aniim biyisayim ba'amonis begedim. Because there is no greater simcha and no more beautiful simcha than to bring joy to the hearts of the poor, the orphans, the widows, and the converts. So why is it? Shemasameach lev ha'umlolim ha'elu. Because someone who brings simcha to the downtrodden, doma leshchina, he is like the Shechina himself. Shneema lahach sheis ruach shpolim lahach sheis leiv mitkoyim. When you fulfill the other mitzvahs, you have a Purim feast, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem, but we cannot say that you are like the Shechina, like Hashem himself. But when you help the downtrodden, not only are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem, but it is a name of the Shechina. You are like Hashem himself, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does. The Maral brings the Mesiva Chesed Perek Aleph. He brings there's no greater mitzvah in which you can fulfill the halachta bidrocha, walking in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than the mitzvah of Chesed. Because Chesed is when you do something that you are not obligated to do. Chesed is lifnimishut hasadin. More than one is obligated. If he does what one is obligated, that's din. This is similar to what we brought from the Gro. That's emes. He says for the spies to save Rachav's life, that would not be chesed. That's din. That is doing what is just. Because she saved their lives, so now you must save her life. That's not chesed. That's emes. Chesed is when you do more than is obligated. That's why they said we will do emes for chesed. We will not only save your lives, we'll save the lives of your father and your mother and your whole family. And therefore, when a person does chesed, it is not something that is imposed upon him, or it is not something that is forced upon him, or even through external factors he is fulfilling, because there's no obligation to do it. So where does it come from? It has to come from the depths of the person himself, from the sheirish of Hatev HaGomer, the ultimate goodness. And that ultimate goodness, that is the etzem, that's the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact is, it is with that essence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Omati Olam Chesed Yibonah. The motivation to create the world was not one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did because of external factors. If he created someone and now he wants to feed him, that can be medin. That could be just. You created someone, you have to take care of him. But why did he have to create someone? And on that, David HaMelech said, Omati Olam Chesed Yibonah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he is the Metzias, the essence of Chesed, which is the Tov HaGomer, the ultimate in pure goodness. And if a person also has that goodness, that means where he is doing something for someone else, because of that goodness, then there is no greater way that one can emulate and be and unite himself, identify himself with the Shekhinah. This is what the Rambam says. If you fulfill the Purim feast, you're fulfilling the commands of Hashem or the commands of the Chachomim. But if you come and you give joy to the umlolim, to the downtrodden, he says, "Hareze kishchina atzmo." Then you are identifying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Now, if that's the case, it's impossible that one should identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not come away with life, because he is the essence of life. And therefore, even these souls that were yared, they sunk to the lowest depths of life. But because of their occupation, occupying themselves with chesed, they brought themselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you brought yourselves close to me, I will bring you even closer. And they turned the what was the lowest level of life, L'sichaya kol neshama, into the highest level of life, where from Rochav came generations and generations of great prophets, prophets that saw the heavens open up. And this individual that went and built a city that was totally indestructible even by the Malach HaMoves, the angel of death. We also see from here what the Rambam writes in Perakei of Hilchas Tshuva. He says, Rishus l'chol odam nesuna. Permission is granted to every individual. Imrotzala hatayis atzma l'derech tova l'yeis tzadik ha-rishus piyode, v'imrotzala hatayis atzma l'derech ro, l'yeis rosh ha-rishus piyode. That if he wants to lead himself along a righteous path, permission is granted. If he wants to lead himself along an evil path, permission is also granted. Then he says, Al yavar b'machshavtecho dove zesha emrim tipshe umes ha'elam v'reiv golmi b'nei Yisrael. One should not think like the fools of the nations of the world, or even the majority of those of Yisrael that have no minds. The Chakorish Bohu Gezer al Adam Mithilas Briosa Iliyai Sadikorosho. That it is predestined for a person if he wants to be righteous or if he's going to be evil. Eina dover kach. It's not so. Ela kol odem rei liyeis lei tzadik kimeisha rabbeinu o rosho ki yerovo. It's within everyone's hands, each individual, to be as righteous as Moshe Rabbeinu or as evil as Yerovam ben Nevat. Ve'ein lei mi shiachfuha ve'lei gezel alov. And there'll be no one that will decree otherwise, or force him, or draw him to either sides, except himself. And here we see, there was no one that decreed on the seven nations, L'Sechaya Kol Neshama, that they should be eradicated from the face of the earth. They had decreed this on themselves. And there was no one that decreed the ultimate heights that Rochav or this individual should come to. they had decreed this Anam Shosh. So here we see the great power, firstly the great expanse of the human soul, the great power of the individual, of what is within his hands to do, his choice, the power of tshuva, where she asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that for 40 years I have sinned with these three things. Now I will use them to help save your nation and grant me slichu mechila, forgiveness. And in particular we see the power of chesed. This is what the Gemara brings in Yevamos and in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And the pasuk in Mishlei, Emes bechesed yechupar ovein, that the two greatest powers that can uplift a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it lifts him beyond the evil, beyond the hate, and it becomes the kapora, is emes bechesed. Emes is Torah, chesed, the mitzvah of loving kindliness, the mitzvah to be, to emulate the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all be zeicher to have a ksiva v'chasima tova. We should be written and sealed in the Sefer HaChaim, Book of Life, and there should be a Shnas Chaim v'Sholom for Kol Yisrael. Amen.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.